This is Ryan D. And you, my friends, are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Serving the Boston area and the whole wide world. On WMFO.org. The sound of my voice can mean only one thing. It is time for a new Music Savage show. I'm waiting all week to be back in your company. I've got a great show for you today, kids. We kick things off celebrating, you know, as I normally do, a movie that I love, and this one is turning 25 years old. I got a set of musicians celebrating birthdays. It's New Music Friday, so you know you got a set of some tasty tunes coming up there. Got a great new song of the week from Austin, Texas band Stella and the Very Messed, followed by a set of other great Austin bands. Got some hot takes and so much more. I've put this show together for you, and I do hope you enjoy it. Thanks for always being out there wherever you are, whatever country you're in, wherever time zone, whatever time you're listening. It's always a pleasure to have your company. It's the best part of my day, my week. What do you say? We get the Music Savage show started. I think it's a good idea. Grab a coffee, whatever you're drinking. Turn those speakers up, my friends. Let's have some fun. The Music Savage show starts right now.
Dring. Dring, 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 dring. Pick up.
What?
Pick up the phone.
Hello.
Allô?
Hmm?
Vanny, c'est Céline.
Ah.
Comment ça va?
Ça va bien. Et toi?
Il m'est arrivé quelque chose d'incroyable.
I've been working on my English recently. Would you want to talk in English just for laughs?
Yeah, okay. That's a good idea. I don't think I'm going to be able to make it for lunch today. I'm sorry. I met a guy on the train and I got off with him in Vienna. We're still there.
Are you crazy?
Probably.
Sunrise, sunrise. Looks like morning in your. But the clock's held 9:15 for hours. Sunrise, sunrise. Couldn't tempt us if it tried. 'Cause the afternoon's already come and gone. And I said, who? Thank you. throw its cover down. It's the only way to bring me back. Ooh. 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 To you.
Tomorrow.
night starts here, the night starts here. Forget your name, forget your fear. The night starts here, the night starts here. Forget your name, forget your fear.
The pleasure part, the afterthought, the missing stone in the graveyard. The time we have, the task at hand, the love it takes to become a man. The dust at dawn is rained upon, attaches itself to everyone. No one is spared, no one is clean. It travels places you've never been or seen before.
The night starts here, the night starts here. Forget your name, forget your fear. The night starts here, the night starts here. Forget your name, forget your fear. You drop a coin into the sea and shout out, please come back to me. You name your shot after your fear and tell them I have brought you here.
The pleasure part, the aftershock, the moment that it takes to fall apart. The time we had, the task at hand, the love it takes to destroy a man. The ecstasy, the being free, that big black cloud over you and me. And after that, the upwards fall, and were we angels after all? I don't know, I don't know.
Starts here, the night starts here. Forget your name, forget your fear. The night starts here, the night starts here. Forget your name, forget your fear. You drop a coin into the sea and shout out, please come back to me. You name your child after your fear and tell.
The night starts
here, the night starts here. Forget your name, forget your fear. The night starts here, the night starts here. Forget your name, forget your fear. You drop your coin into the sea and shout out, please come back to me. And after that, after your fear, and tell me the angels after all. I don't know, I don't know.
Start
here. Forget your name, forget your fear.
I don't know.
That's a set of songs inspired by the 25th anniversary of Before Sunrise, one of my favorite movies, released January 19th, 1995. Stars right there. The Night Starts Here, second single off the Montreal band's fourth studio album. It's titled In Our Bedroom After the War. It is fantastic. It was released July of 2007 on Arts and Crafts Records. Patsy Cline up in that classic one from her, Walking After Midnight, first single released off of her 1957 self-titled debut album, Ocean Color Scene, The Day We Caught the Train, off the UK band's excellent second album. It's called Mostly Shoals, released April 1996 on MCA Records, and kicking off the set as well as the show with some Norah Jones' Sunrise, the Grammy-winning lead single off of her sophomore album Feels Like Home. It was released back in 2004. The track won Best Pop Female Vocal Performance, and the album was also nominated for Best Pop Vocal Album. The Grammys are this Sunday, so I thought that was appropriate. All right, man, I'm already having a good time. I hope that you are as well. Let's get back into the music with this set here. It's a set of musicians who celebrated this their birthdays this past week. So one of my favorite sets to put together is finding great musicians who celebrated over the week. And going to kick things off with, you know, just a hands-down legend. Turned 74 this past Sunday, January 19th. She was born January 19th, 1946. Do you know who I'm talking about? I think you might. She's a legend. I say happy birthday to her and all of these great musicians here in the birthday set. Music Savage Show, here is the one and only Dolly Parton.
Comfort, and I'm but a boy who left his home. I'm a thousand miles away and I'll set my boots down in the clay. And I'm just a stranger trying to find a place to roam. And the favors that you ask will keep me busy. And the favors that I seek will drive me mad. The load upon my back is getting heavy. Sleep tight tonight, but we're not going back. Ship sleep in the harbor. Now watched a woman leave without a word. I saw a tear in her eyes. She had no need to say goodbye. Cause heartbreak's just a language that I've learned. And the favors that you ask will keep me busy. And the favors that I seek will drive me mad. Back is getting heavy. Sleep tight tonight, for we are not going back. Come on. If I should ever find a place comfort, won't you lay me down beneath an old oak tree? Won't you bury me so deep I might get some sleep? But don't you ever shed a tear for me. For the favors that you ask will keep me busy. The favors that I seek will drive me mad. The load upon my back is still heavy.
Don't ask me what you know is true. Don't have to tell you I love your precious heart. I was standing, you were there. Two worlds collided and they could never tear us apart.
Why did you do it? You should have called me on the telephone. Forgiveness, but begging's not my business, and she won't write a letter, though I always
always tell her, and so it's my assumption I'm really up the junction.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, couch purring, bed leaping, and of course, companionship.
Wonderful. And what breed would you say Nico is?
I'd have to go with a tabby-ish Persian kind of mix.
Tremendous cat.
I'd also like to point out her coat's wonderful mix of colors. Is it black, gray, black, brown?
Somewhere in between.
Indeed.
You know, it's always special when we get to see a cat like this.
Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And how she's so incredibly cute in her indifference to commands.
A strong-willed feline.
Ah, and see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
I know. Fantastic cat.
Fantastic indeed. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
I keep on falling in and love with you. Sometimes I love you, sometimes you make me blue. Sometimes I feel good.
That song, Even 19 years later, it's still such a jam. That's Alicia Keys right there, Fallen. I got to see her that tour. I was living in Phoenix, Arizona at the time, and got to see her on her debut tour for this album. And I remember when she sang that song live and hearing it for the first time live. And man, oh man, that was something. And it was a debut single off of her debut studio album, Songs in A Minor, released June 2001. Miss Keys celebrates birthday number 39 tomorrow. She's born January 25th, 1981. Squeeze up out of that. Ump the Junction, third single released off the British band's sophomore album. Cool for Cats came out in January 1979 via A&M. Band member Jules Holland, the man himself with his amazing music show. That's so good. He turned 62 today. He's born January 24th, 1958. Cheap Trick with Oh Candy, debut single off the band's debut self-titled album released February 1977 on Epic Records. Frontman Robin Zander celebrated birthday number 67 on Thursday. He was born January 23rd, 1953. In Excess, up out of that, Never Tear Us Apart. Another fantastic band. I had the pleasure of seeing live many years ago. The single of the Australian band's sixth studio album, Kick, released back in October 1987. Lead singer Michael Hutchence was born January 22nd, 1960. And although he's passed away, he would have been 60 years old today. This past Wednesday. 60. Probably still looking damn good, too, at 60 years old. Fantastic band. Zach Schmidt up out of that. The Favors That You Ask, one of my most favorite songs ever. And I think I say that every time I play Zach's song there. I just love that song so much. And the album is just so good. It's called The Day We Lost the War off the National Musicians 2016 album. Again, The Day We Lost the War. He celebrated his birthday Tuesday, January 21st. And there is word that Zach is working on a new album. And I'm super excited about that. But anyway, check out The Day We Lost the War's 2016 album. It's pretty stellar. And kicking off with the legend, Dolly Parton played you Fuel to the Flame, the song that pretty much made Dolly a country star. It appears on her 67 debut album, Hello, I'm Dolly. Again, the legend turned 74 this past Sunday, January 19th, born January 19th, 1946. Happy birthday to all of those wonderful people. Thank you for making music. Your music is a gift to us. I don't know how we're going to be able to repay you. All right, let's get into New Music Friday set. It's New Music Friday. Today's Friday, January 24th. So many great albums are out today. This is just a handful of them. Including this one, the self-titled debut album from a super trio called Bonnie Light Horseman. I cannot wait for this album. And luckily, I don't have to anymore because it's out today. They're going on tour. And they're going to be here Tuesday, February 11th at Sinclair in Cambridge with the one and only Aaron Ray. Man, this is going to be good. Here's Bonnie Light Horseman. You've heard this song here before because I love it so much. New Music Friday, Music Savage Show.
Send thee three I got a lot of balls in the air, too many to count, but I don't care if they all fall on the floor, 'cause I don't cry over nothing anymore. And I got daydreams that last all night, and I got romance unrequited, and I just fall on my sword, and I don't cry over nothing anymore, and I break down when it's raining. I fall apart when I'm getting bored, but I don't cry for nothing. The world is broken, sick and tired. So many bullets, crooks and liars, and wannabe troubadours. And I don't cry over nothing anymore. When I break down.
That's so good. Way, way back in the day, I used to have a show in Connecticut, on a Connecticut radio station called Best of the Brits. And it was, well, it was music from the UK. You probably put two and two together and figure that out. And I would have played the hell out of that band had they been around. But they're just young kids. They probably weren't even around when I was starting out on radio. But they've studied the sound of 90s Britpop, that's for sure. I love it. It's October Drift, Forever Whatever. It's the title track off the British band's debut full-length album. It's out today on Physical Education Records. I played October Drift last week, if you remember. They were one of my hot takes. It's just so good. They're paying homage to that sound. They obviously were very influenced by that early 90s Britpop sound. It's the latest single off of their The Silence album.